Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This hour will be in memory of Reb Shlomo Kalbach, who passed away 27 years ago on October 21st, 1994. He certainly made his mark in the world of Jewish music. And let's go back to 1959. His first album, which was called Esa Einai, and that's the first selection that we'll begin with Reb Shlomo Kalbach. So Einai, next we'll hear Hanashama Lach.
Thank you.
these first few selections are from 1959, 62 years ago he came out with his first album. Let's go on next from that same album, Mimkomcha. From the same album, we'll be hearing Shomer Yisrael. Mm-hmm. Oh, my mistake. That was not Shomer Yisrael, as you were aware. That was Uvne Osa. Let's get to Shomer Yisrael coming right up. One more selection from this 1959 original recording 62 years ago, and this will be, just want to make sure I have it right, Od Yishama.
Od Yishama Be'yore Yehudo Ve'yobe Chutzais Yerushalayim Od Yishama
Shama. Well, we have so many stories, Kalbach stories. I have probably 20 or 30. One day I'll have to really do a job and present some of the really interesting ones. But this next selection is a classic.
You know, my beautiful friends, we so misjudge others. We don't know what's going on in the heart of another human being unless you love them the most. You'll never know. You know, in the 60s, in the summer on my way to Israel, I would always stop in Europe. Without mentioning names of the city, there was one chassidische besmedrish. Give me a little taste how Europe was before the Second World War. And especially Shabbos morning, the davening was so good. I'm walking in Shabbos morning to the synagogue, and the chazan has no voice at all. Not only doesn't he have a good voice, his songs make no sense. And he can't even read, he's skipping words. I was so disgusted. It was clear to me, most probably a rich man, and he wants to be the cantor, he wants to be the chazan. He gives a few rubles to the synagogue and they let him pray. And I thought, oh, how disgusting. I decide I'm not going to daven with him. I go in a corner and daven by myself. But you know, when they take out the Torah, you want to kiss the Torah? And walk up to the bima and open your hearts, friends. I saw the chazan holding the Torah, and two people are holding the chazan. I asked somebody, why are they holding him? And they said to me, don't you know? He is a blind chazan. He was one of the greatest tenors in Europe before the war. He was the chazan in Lemberg. It was in Auschwitz. He lost his voice. He lost his eyes. I looked at him. I saw scars all over his face. They whipped him over his face. I was so ashamed of myself. He kept on telling me he didn't want to daven anymore. He says, I don't know the words. People said, no, we remember you're davening from Lemberg. Please honor us one more time. I mean, friends, can you imagine how he was praying? I'll never daven like this on Yom Kippur. I was so ashamed of myself. So when he passed by with the Torah, instead of kissing the Torah, I kissed his hands. And you know, Neshamal and Darwin, sometimes you're at the end, God have compassion upon you. I absolutely didn't have a place for myself anymore. When I kissed his hand, he turned to the people who were with him and he says, who kissed my hand? They said, Shlomo Kalbach. He stopped and he says, Shlomele, I like your melodies. Give me back my soul. I stayed an extra week and I took long walks with him. But you know what happened after that? 4 weeks later, I was told the blind chazan has a new position. He's a chazan in Gan Eden.
That story just gets to me. It's such a... I can't listen to it without crying. Oh, wow. Shlomo. Really something. Let's see. We are with an album called In the Palace of the King with Benedict Silberman. This is one of the few recordings with a full orchestra. And we're going to listen to two particular selections, V'yismecho v'cho. We'll get to that right now.
V'yismecho וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו בכו ישראל מקדשי שמך וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו בכו ישראל מקדשי שמך וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו בכו ישראל מקדשי שמך וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו בכו ישראל מקדשי שמך וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו בכו ישראל מקדשי שמך וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו בכו ישראל מקדשי שמך וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו ישראל וישמחו בכו בכו ישראל מקדשי שמך
Next, from the same album, Veshavu Vonim, in the Palace of the King.
מבקו על בונהו ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים לגבולם. ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים לגבולם. ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים לגבולם. ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים לגבולם. ושבו בנים, ושבו בנים לגבולם.
Okay, I'm sure you enjoyed that as much as I enjoy it. Okay, let's hear a couple of selections not sung by Shlomo, but some of his outstanding recordings. This will be Itchemir Helfgott with Hanashomaloch.
Hanashomo, Hanashomo, Hanashomo lo. Oh!
Yaakov Mortzin with Mimkomcha. Mimkomcha. Hope you're enjoying this memorial for Shlomo Carlbach. We have a few more. This will be Borchi Nafshi. Let me get this straight. There it is.
Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Borchi Nafshi Es Hashem. Borchi
השם. אוי בורי נפשי, בורי נפשי, בורי נפשי, אס השם. בורי נפשי, בורי נפשי,
Hashmi Aini. Kiva chorus. Thank you. Okay, that was Shlomo Kabach with Kavah Chorus. And this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of remembrance to the great Shlomo, passed away in 1994. Wow. Time just keeps flying by. But anyway, I'm sure you enjoyed this as much as I did. And I'm always interested in your feedback. And you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thank you.